This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. The body of water most associated with God's judgment. Here's Dr. Davis with that story.
The River Euphrates is the most frequently mentioned river. It originated in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 2, verse 14. It flows south through Mesopotamia, which was later Babylon and Persia. The first sin, the first murder, the Tower of Babel, Babylon itself, all happened at or near the River Euphrates. God's judgment has always been associated with this river. So first, these four angels are the tool of God's judgment. Then let's look at the time of God's judgment in verse 15. The four angels had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The hour and day and month and year. This is evidence that God has a date, but no one knows it. But that is for an appointed time. Like I said before, God's judgment may not be quick, but it is certain. That was the timing of God's judgment. Let's look at the targets of God's judgment. The four angels' terrors are one-third of the remaining inhabitants of the earth. If you remember, in Revelation chapter 6, when we went over that, verse 8 tells us that 25% of the world's population was killed. Now a third of the remaining 75% is going to be killed. So half of the population of the earth is dead by this time. So listen to what I'm saying. By chapter 9, one half of the earth's population is dead at this time. Let's get into verse 16 as far as the numbers. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Take two. Now let's get into the details as far as the numbers within verse 16. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. Really, when you think about it, the way to move this number of troops would be before the Euphrates to dry up, which actually happens in the sixth bowl judgment in chapter 16, verse 12, which we haven't gotten to yet. But we know that this river will dry up in chapter 16, but really to move 200 million people, that would be the way that it would happen. And I'll reference this whenever we get to chapter 16. But we know that half the population will be killed by three plagues: fire, smoke, and brimstone. But what I find so significant and sad is that in verse 20, it says, "The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues," which is the other half of the earth's population, "did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immoralities or their thefts." The rest of mankind, half of the world's population at this point, does not repent of the works of their hands. One, they still worship demons, which we know to be idolatry. They worship idols. And our worship dictates our works.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.